Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, back in the saddle again. Took the day off yesterday for President's Day. We're back again for one of the last weeks of February. It's amazing how fast this month is going. We're almost to March. And I've got a column I just wrote today that'll be syndicated around the country this weekend. And I thought I'd read it to you because it relates to something happening right now, which is certainly the biggest news story in the world today and in the country today. It's the invasion of Ukraine by Russia and Putin. The title is, Here's the Shocking Reason Why Putin is Invading Ukraine. There are so many complex reasons for Putin to invade Ukraine, and so many outcomes yet to be determined, sadly, all of them bad for the United States. First, let me tell you a personal story that explains the psychology of Putin. I grew up the only white Jewish kid attending an almost all-black middle school and then a 90% black high school. Needless to say, I was the favorite target of bullies. I know liberals haven't a clue about this, but whoever is in the minority in life gets tortured, intimidated, and gets their ass kicked. That's a fact of life. Therefore, I got tortured, intimidated, and beaten up on a daily basis. The bullies at my school stole my lunch, beat me in the bathrooms, and chased me home after school. Most weak kids never change. I'm one of the lucky ones. A tough gang member took pity on me and taught me how to fight and defend myself. And after a summer of brutal hand-to-hand combat training with this guy, I showed up at school ready to defend myself and never be intimidated again. The first three bullies who picked on me, I knocked the first one out, knocked the entire top row of the second bully's teeth out, and beat the third one so badly, he was out of school for a week with a torn stomach muscle. The weakling, meaning me, defeated the bullies. I turned the tables. I became a real-life karate kid. No bully ever touched me again. As a matter of fact, all the tough guys and bullies became my buddies. I gained their respect. The lesson is peace through strength. Only by being tougher than the other guy can you avoid conflict. Now, this perfectly describes Donald J. Trump. I can picture Trump telling Putin, if you attack Ukraine, we will bomb Russia to oblivion. Don't try me. And they never did. Putin behaved like a good little boy while Trump was president. But Putin knows Biden is a feeble old man with dementia. Putin knows he could walk all over him. That's first and foremost what this is all about. Putin is taunting Biden. Putin will try to get away with as much as he can while flexing his muscles and humiliating Biden. Putin wants to show the world that Russia is the world power now and America is a paper tiger. Putin wants to show the world who the big man on the block is. And of course, Putin also wants to rape and pillage the abundant natural resources of Ukraine, especially the oil and gas reserves. After all, it's always about the Benjamins. But there's a shocking bonus to all of this that no one else seems to understand. I personally believe Putin is sick and tired of hearing Biden and America's politicians lecture him about Russia's corruption. Putin knows Biden is filthy dirty. Putin knows the Biden crime family has taken kickbacks and payoffs all over the world. He knows Joe Biden is the big guy who expects a piece of every deal. He knows Biden may be the biggest and most corrupt traitor in American history. Putin knows the center of Biden's corruption was in Ukraine. Biden and his family intimidated, extorted, and literally raped Ukraine. A little birdie tells me this is the big bonus for Putin after he invades and conquers Ukraine. He will capture and torture everyone involved in shady deals with Biden in order to unearth the secrets of Biden's filthy corruption. And then Putin has two juicy options. Either expose Biden's massive crime wave in Ukraine to shock the world, make Biden step down as president, and embarrass and demoralize the United States, and put America's government in disarray. This makes Russia the new big bad sheriff in town. Or Putin can choose to never let it out and blackmail Biden, hold his secrets over his head in order to get whatever Putin wants. Suddenly, Biden is Putin's, let's just say, witch with a B. The same relationship China already has with Biden. China has the goods on Biden. They clearly own Biden lock, stock, and barrel. And now it's Putin's turn to make Biden their witch with a B. Lastly, one more bad thing that will almost certainly come out of this. China is watching closely. If Putin takes Ukraine, outplays and humiliates Biden, China will absolutely invade Taiwan. Just like my high school, when vicious bullies sense weakness, they immediately jump in and attack. China wants Taiwan. With Biden in charge, China will soon take over Taiwan. We are watching history unfold. Tragically, all of it is bad for America. Don't you want Trump back in the White House? Don't you wish he was back in the White House? Don't you pray he'll be back in the White House soon? Unfortunately, tragically, this is more proof that rigged elections produce bad, bad consequences. That's my commentary that'll be out this weekend. Here's the shocking reason why Putin is invading Ukraine. You know, everybody knows that Putin's showing off and he wants to prove Russia's a superpower. Or at least anyone with common sense knows it, but I just don't think very many people in America ever play chess at the level I play it. And I'm telling you, Putin is going into Ukraine, and while he's there, the bonus is he's going to capture and torture anyone and everyone who did business with Biden until they confess exactly what they did or what Biden did. And then he's going to parade them in front of the world and emasculate Biden and the United States of America. That's just my opinion. But if I can think it, then you know Putin is doing it. Right? I mean, that's the way it goes. So I'm Wayne Allyn Root. The Root's on fire. If you don't know what show this is or who I am, you've stumbled onto Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, and, of course, capitalist evangelist. This show comes to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas and is broadcast all over the USA on USA Radio Network. Excuse the pun, but it's broadcast all over the USA on USA. Here's a great story. Biden says defending freedom for Ukraine will mean higher gas prices. Can you imagine what he means by higher gas prices? Because right now the national average premium is $4.14, and yesterday it was $4.14, so it hasn't got up yet, not in a day. But a week ago it was $4.11, and a month ago it was $3.96, and a year ago it was $3.21. And today Biden assured American consumers the price of freedom in Ukraine means gas prices are going to be going higher. This is going to kill the American people. You know, I'm glad that in Vegas I paid right around $4 yesterday, but as bad as that sounds, and it is bad, it's horrible. I don't know how middle-class people are surviving, but in California, you're talking $5 a gallon, $6 a gallon, and they say soon $7 a gallon. So $4 or $5 is nothing in Las Vegas when you compare it to California. Donald Trump, like me, slams Biden for losing to Putin. He says weak sanctions are insignificant. Of course they are. Of course they are. Biden is going to talk tough and he's going to do absolutely nothing. And Putin knows it and China knows it. That's why they're going to take Taiwan after Putin takes Ukraine. He doesn't have the balls, Joe Biden, to do what needs to be done. So all he's going to do is talk big and apply some sanctions, and then Russia will do whatever Russia wants to do. And by the way, President Trump also says Biden's actions making Putin very rich. Joe Biden's actions with Ukraine have made Putin richer and Biden look dumber. Biden again was outmaneuvered and outplayed, and America looks weaker. After weeks of Biden claiming Putin was going to invade Ukraine, Putin yesterday signed an agreement with two Ukrainian republics who announced their independence without even firing a shot. And the problem with Biden's actions is that Putin will only get richer. Here's President Trump chiming in. If properly handled, there was absolutely no reason the situation currently happening in Ukraine should have happened at all. I know Vladimir Putin very well. He would have never done during the Trump administration what he's doing now. No way. This is Trump talking. Russia has become very rich during the Biden administration, with oil prices doubling and soon to be tripling and quadrupling. The weak sanctions are insignificant relative to taking over a country and a massive piece of strategically located land. Now it has begun. Oil prices are going higher and higher, and Putin is not only getting what he always wanted, but getting, because of the oil and gas surge, richer and richer. The U.S. was energy independent under the Trump administration, an independence we had never obtained before, and oil prices would have remained low. Now, what a mess our country is in. All right, you hear the music. Break coming up. I am going to talk about the trucker convoy in the United States, not in Canada, here in the United States, that starts tomorrow in Barstow, California, when we get back. And we've also got so many great guests today. We got Chance Heiner, who is Nevada's leader of the people. Al Rifkin on the show, an attorney for Pat King. Pat King, the leader of the Freedom Convoy in Canada, who was on our show last week, who's now in prison. And we'll have Dr. Oz, the famous TV host running for United States Senate in Pennsylvania, Republican. He's also a cardiac surgeon and host of the Dr. Oz Show. He'll be on at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern Time. Wayne on the Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Alaroot. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Do your pets have...
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Welcome back. The Root is on fire. Let's talk a little bit about the truckers, because I've got a press release in front of me, and we're going to have one of these famous truckers, these fantastic truckers, on our show coming up in just a few minutes. At the bottom of the hour, we've got Chance Heiner, who is Nevada's leader of the People's Convoy, leading tomorrow from Barstow, California. But the headline for the press release is, American truckers are launching the People's Convoy, a peaceful and unified transcontinental movement, on February 23rd from Adelanto Stadium in Southern California. American truckers are launching the People's Convoy from Barstow. Starting at 10 a.m., hundreds of truckers will hear words of encouragement and blessings from a group of speakers, including the president of Frontline, you know, the Frontline medical people, Dr. Pierre Corey, and Godspeed Church Pastor Rob McCoy. The truckers and blue-collar workers of the United States will be joined by freedom-loving supporters from all walks of life, frontline doctors, lawyers, first responders, former military servicemen and women, students, retirees, mothers, fathers, children, on this peaceful and law-abiding transcontinental journey towards the East Coast. The truckers encourage one and all to come out to the stadium in the heart of Adelanto, California, to wish them well, see them off, and join the journey. The convoy is about freedom and unity. The truckers are riding unified across party and state lines with people of all colors and creeds, Christians, Muslims, Sikhs, Mormons, agnostics, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, Native Americans, Republicans, and Democrats. All individuals are welcome to participate by either attending the launch gathering at 10 a.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, February 23rd, or by getting in their own vehicles and following the big rigs from Adelanto towards the East Coast.
The message of the People's Convoy is simple. The last 23 months of the COVID pandemic have been a rough road for all Americans to travel. Get the pun, rough road. Spiritually, emotionally, physically, and not least financially. With the advent of the vaccine and workable therapeutic agents, along with hard work of so many sectors that contributed to declining COVID cases and severity of illness, it is now time to reopen the country. The average American worker needs to be able to end run the economic hardships of the last 2 years and get back to the business of making money so they can pay their rent and mortgages and help jumpstart the economy. To that end, it's time for elected officials to work with blue-collar and white-collar workers of America, restore accountability and liberty by lifting all mandates and ending this state of emergency, as COVID is well in hand now and Americans need to get back to work in a free and unrestricted manner. The People's Convoy is nonpartisan, trucker-led effort supported by a multi-faith, cross-cultural contingent of supporters and a broad consortium of organizations, including the Unity Project, the America Project, Advocates for Citizens' Rights, U.S. Freedom Flyers, the American Foundation for Civic Liberties and Freedom, and faith groups from every spectrum. The People's Convoy's route, excuse the pun, from Wayne Root, but the route is day one. Tomorrow they depart Adelanto Stadium in Adelanto, California. I think that's right next to Barstow, because I seem to remember it being from Barstow. In the evening, they arrive in Kingman, Arizona. They are not stopping in Las Vegas. I repeat for my Vegas listeners, they are not stopping in Vegas. I was trying to get a convoy to stop here in Vegas. They are not stopping in Vegas, sadly. They arrive in Kingman, Arizona for an overnight stay. Thursday, they depart from Kingman. They arrive in Lupton, Arizona for an overnight stay in the evening. On Friday, they depart Lupton, Arizona, and they arrive in Glen Rio, Texas for an overnight stay. On Saturday, they depart Glen Rio. They arrive in Elk City, Oklahoma for an overnight stay. Sunday, they depart Oklahoma, and they arrive in Vinita, Oklahoma for an overnight stay. The next Monday, they arrive in Sullivan, Missouri at night. On Tuesday, they arrive in Indianapolis at night. On Thursday, they arrive in Cambridge, Ohio overnight. Friday, Hagerstown, Maryland overnight. And then Saturday, March 5th, they arrive in the D.C. Beltway area. So we got to support these people as best we can. We really do. My great buddy Dane, who's a good friend of this show and is always texting and, you know, emailing and trying to give good advice. And I'm trying to remember Dane's advice. I think he wants everybody. Here it is. He wants everybody to turn on their lights. He says, at 12 noon tomorrow and continuing every day till the truckers get to the East Coast. I would argue not just every day till they get to the East Coast. I would argue every day that they're, you know, gucking up Washington, D.C. To show your support and show solidarity for the truckers from the USA and Canada. Blow your horns, flash your lights, turn on your emergency lights. Please pray and make sure, Wayne, you tell your national audience, God bless, Dane. So I just said keep your lights on. I think I would simplify it. You know, simplify it. No one has time while they're driving to blow their horns and flash their lights, turn on their emergency lights. Just keep your lights on in the daytime. Keep your lights on and show how much you love the truckers. Put in America.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
War now.
The USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump has issued a statement hitting President Joe Biden and the weak sanctions on Russia, saying the country has become very rich, causing oil prices to rise exponentially. Trump claimed in a statement issued by his political action committee, Save America, that there was no reason that the situation in Ukraine should have happened at all, and said that the sanctions issued against Russia are weak and insignificant compared to gaining total control over Ukraine. In the statement, Trump also pointed out that oil prices are continuing to rise and the U.S. was energy independent under the Trump administration. After two helicopter crashes on beaches over the weekend, today two Black Hawk helicopters crashed near a Utah ski resort during a Utah National Guard training exercise. No crew members were hurt in the accident near the Snowbird Ski Resort, and the National Guard said in a Twitter that both UH-60 helicopters were badly damaged. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Live, way down the roots. We are back. Welcome back to the show. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house The Root built. Spokesman, sponsor of this segment of the show. The spokesman of the show is Wayne Allyn Root. But the sponsor of this segment of the show is Hero 2020. And it's all about retailers. Retailers, how many of you listening to this show own a retail store? An awful lot of you. I mean, that's conservatives make up almost every retailer. Retailers say smash and grab are at a crisis level. Every day in America, small businesses are under attack. Owners of retail stores are getting robbed, involving violence, trespassing, high-value products, stolen goods. It's time to think about non-lethal self-defense for you, your employees, and your business. If I owned a retail store, I would have my non-lethal Hero 2020 to give me recourse from these thugs. Hero 2020 is a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It's perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. Hero 2020 will stop an attack and no one dies or gets seriously injured. Do what I did and protect yourself and your business and get the Hero 2020 today at hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. All right, we've got our guest here. I promised you Chase Heiner, who is Nevada's leader of the People's Convoy, leaving tomorrow. See, this is where I have from Barstow, but it's actually from Adelanto Stadium, which is in Adelanto, California, which is right next to Barstow. So very close by, but you can find out more information on the website, thepeoplesconvoy.org, thepeoplesconvoy.org. Chance Heiner, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. So how many trucks, first of all, are you going to have in this convoy headed to Washington, D.C.?
Well, last check, we had over 1,000 trucks registered. We don't know how many will be going to Adelanto itself because we have trucks coming from all over the place. We have trucks coming from Alaska, Idaho, Maine, all over the place. So a lot of them are joining the convoy along the route. And so the numbers will definitely swell as we go along.
I get it. So you could have like 300 trucks leaving from Adelanto Stadium near Barstow, and then all of a sudden a few miles later it's 400, and then it swells to 500, and then by the time you get to Kingman it's 600, and by tomorrow it's 1,000. I get it. It's going to be exciting. It's going to really look exciting from a helicopter on the evening news, provided they even cover it. You and I both know that they probably won't even cover it, or if they cover it, they'll do what they did in Canada, and they'll make you out to be all evil, horrible racists who hate, who hate everyone in America, hate immigrants, hate blacks. I mean, it's just such nonsense. I'll bet you have people from every color in this convoy.
Oh yeah, we have everybody. There's no exclusions here. So heck, I can't even begin to name the who's going to be in there. If you're a somebody, or if they're a somebody, they can be there.
Can I ask kind of a stupid question? So, say I'm a truck driver and I'm in this convoy and there's 1,000 trucks. What happens when a few of them need to go to the bathroom at the next rest stop? You can't stop 1,000 trucks at a rest stop. And if two of them stop and the rest keep going, how are you ever going to catch up? Tell me the logistics of all this. How do they go to the bathroom?
Well, yeah, how truckers go to the bathroom, I mean...
So they're using little plastic bottles or little things to put it in, I guess. So they go right by the rest stops. They don't worry about rest stops, what you're telling me. I get it. Okay. All right.
Sometimes.
So it's an 11-day convoy. They plan to arrive in D.C. a week from this Saturday, March 5th. Who knows if they'll arrive on time. Maybe it'll be Sunday the 6th, or maybe they'll get lucky and be there a day early on Friday the 4th. Who knows? But around Saturday, March 5th, what's going to happen once this gigantic trucker convoy reaches Washington, D.C.?
Well, we're not going into Washington, D.C. We're gonna go around it, and we're gonna park, and we want the emergency directive for COVID removed. We want these mandates gone. We want this all to be ended. We want our rights and our freedoms back. We've all watched businesses go down, and we've watched people lose their jobs and everything, and people be forced to take shot when they don't want to. And we don't want to see that kind of stuff happen. We want people to have their freedom of choice.
So when you say you're going to park in Washington, what does that mean? Are you blockading Washington the way they did in Ottawa?
I'm guessing it'll be pretty similar. We'll see as it happens. It's all kind of going right now. I'm not part of that part. I was part of what we're gonna like getting people to the convoy and putting together donations and volunteers and stuff like that. Once we get there, though, I don't plan on leaving until they make me leave, or this stuff is we accomplish what we set out to accomplish.
All right. And by the way, before I ask you more about your wonderful convoy, I have a little idea that I'm planning to write up, and I just wanted to mention it to you, maybe get your take on it. But when you look at what happened in Canada, I thought the truckers really changed the world. Almost every province in Canada, all their restrictions came down during the convoy and during the occupation of Ottawa, the blockade of Ottawa. And I think most of America took a lot of its regulations down, including vaccine passports and vaccine mandates and mask mandates during your convoy, not yours, but your truckers' convoy in Canada. You know, I think all truckers feel like they're part of the same family. So the Canadian truckers did a great job, but then the government cracked down so bad on them. And I'm just wondering if you think in America there's going to be that kind of response that you're, you know, could you possibly be risking your livelihood based on some sort of a felony arrest by American authorities with trumped-up charges?
You know, I do think that something like that could happen. And I think we all know that our police are a little more they're a little tougher than on things than other countries for the most part. And well, we're gonna go there, and I'm fully prepared to do what it takes if they're gonna put me into jail over this, then they can put me into jail. We're at a point now where we have to make that call whether we're willing to sacrifice things for our freedom or not.
Well, I certainly think, I mean, Chance, it's America, so I'm hoping, you know, I know it's possible anything could happen with Biden as president and these crazy people, you know, who have their own, you know, Stalin-like attitude in America, just like Justin Trudeau, but we do have a constitution that protects the people here, so I can't imagine, and our attorney general could say your bank accounts are going to be frozen for going to a peaceful protest. I can't imagine that, and I think the American people would revolt in mass, and I think they'd have a revolution on their hands. I don't think they can try it. I don't think they can do it, but I think they might try it. Two different things. They're not going to get away with it, but I'll bet they're thinking about doing the kinds of things they did in Canada, which would scare me, but on the other hand may frustrate this nation and anger this nation so badly that it finally wakes everybody up from their slumber. If you try and do what they did up north to the Canadian truckers, I think it's revolution time in the United States. So I hope no one lays a hair on you, because I know you're not going to be violent, right?
No, we're a completely peaceful movement. We haven't exhausted every peaceful means yet, and so I feel that this is one of our last peaceful means that we can take, and if we end up going to jail over it, well then hopefully this is the start of something good.
All right, so you have private vehicles that will join in behind the convoy. So if anybody's listening right now, they go to your website, the People's Convoy, C-O-N-V-O-Y, convoy.org, not .com, .org, and they will see the route, as it were, you know, coming from Wayne Root, the route of this convoy, and they can join in with their private cars. So I assume your hope is you'll have 1,000 trucks and you'll have, you know, thousands of cars, and it'll be the world's biggest convoy heading for Washington, D.C.
That's definitely what we want. We want cars joining in, because the more that we can make people feel a part of this, the better. I mean, this isn't just about the truckers. This is about the kids. This is about grandma and grandpa. This is about everybody. And so everybody can hop in their car and join in and be a part of this. And you don't have to go all the way to Washington, D.C. You can join us for just a little bit. But as long as you join us and you support us and everything like that, we want everybody to be a part in this because everybody is going to benefit from what we are trying to accomplish.
All right. Learn more and make donations to support the truckers online at thepeoplesconvoy.org. What's to stop the government from grabbing the donations like they did with GoFundMe up in Canada? Can you prevent that at thepeoplesconvoy.org?
Well, we're hoping so. There's a third party that's handling the funds. And then they're also dealing a little bit in crypto, which is a lot harder to stop. There's multiple apps. Fundraising that they're doing, and so by diversifying, they're helping to make it to where if one gets shut down, there's a few more avenues of funding to fall back on.
All right, Chance, we got to run. ThePeoplesConvoy.org, ThePeoplesConvoy, C-O-N-V-O-Y.org. Chance Heiner, Nevada's leader of the People's Convoy, leaving tomorrow from right around Barstow, California. ThePeoplesConvoy.org. Please donate and support these guys and put your car in line behind the trucks. And let's send a message to D.C.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Raw and unfiltered.
Balance of Nature.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. Bad to the bone, baby. Wayne Allyn Root, bad to the bone. Because you ain't going to beat these people unless you're bad to the bone, because you're dealing with pure evil direct from Satan. That's who's running the Democrat Party, Satan. It's very clear. It's the devil. These are the most evil people I've ever seen. And it's not just the Democrat Party. I shouldn't even call it the Democrat Party. Liberals, socialists, communists, progressives everywhere in the world. In America, in Canada, I don't even know what they call themselves in Canada. What is Justin Trudeau? Is he labor? Whatever it is, labor, liberal, communist, socialist, progressive, they're all the same. Pure evil, and they hate everything that works. And they want to make you all slaves and serfs. And ban and burn books of anyone that disagrees with them. It's really disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. All right, energized health. And by the way, there's going to be another convoy. Freedom Convoy group ramps up for rally. So, I mean, there's going to be two competing convoys in the United States, both heading, I assume, for Washington, D.C. Let me see if I can find this other one. The Freedom Convoy. A California organizer for the Freedom Convoy is staging an overpass rally in Los Angeles County before the caravan heads to Washington, D.C. And so that's happening on Friday, February 25th. That's this Friday. It's separate from the People's Convoy, which is heading east from Barstow on February 23rd. But both groups share the common goal of ending the state of emergency and COVID-19 vaccines and mandates, and they both will end up in Washington, D.C. And they each have their own separate plans. The group has obtained permits in Washington and other locations in different states, and the main mission is to restore freedom in the United States. As far as the number of vehicles expected to join the caravan in El Monte, he says it could be 20, it could be 10,000. Like any freedom rally or event they've organized over the last 3 years, he never knows how many people will show up. You know, that's funny, because that's what happened to me. The very first big event that I literally promoted on this show last year, in the year 2000, and actually it was the year 2020, wasn't it? Yeah, because it was the beginning of COVID. It was April of 2020. And I put together a Reopen the Nevada Economy rally. And we met at the discount shops at the south end of Las Vegas Boulevard.
at the discount retail outlets, and it's got the most gigantic parking lot you've ever seen. I don't know if it's Bell's Outlet. I don't think that name is there anymore. It's just called the discount outlet. I don't know. The discount mall. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's gigantic. It's got the biggest parking lot you've ever seen. And the parking lot holds several thousand cars. And I was on this microphone telling my fans, hey, let's show up on this date, on this day, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm going to lead you guys in a convoy down the Vegas Strip. And I think we'll be the biggest convoy ever on the Vegas Strip. And I get there, you know, Cindy drives my car, right? Cindy, my fiancée, that's now my wife. But at the time, she's my fiancée, and she's driving my car to the rally point. And I just thought, you know, maybe 100 cars, maybe 200 cars. I get there. The entire parking lot. And remember, the discount outlet is closed. Everything is closed in Vegas in April of 2020. And the parking lot has thousands of cars. You've never seen anything like this in your life. And, you know, we estimated 10,000 people. You know, we estimated maybe 3,000 cars, 10,000 people. Every car had 3, 4, 5, 6 people in it. You know, because a lot of the cars are trucks and pickup trucks and SUVs. And they had, you know, 10 people in the truck waving American flags. And I pulled up, and the entire place went wild, and it was the most amazing thing you've ever seen in your life. And tears are coming down my cheeks. I mean, I just got on the microphone and said, let's show up, guys. And I thought 200 would be a good turnout, and it was 10,000. And we drove down the Vegas Strip, and it took 3 hours to get out of the parking lot. It was the most incredible traffic jam you've ever seen in your life. All Wainwright fans, sick of the economy being closed and shut down by Governor Steve Sisolak. And we gave him a good message, and we actually drove down to, I guess, the governor's offices, and then we drove by that. And there's just thousands and thousands and thousands of cars. So I understand exactly how this guy feels. You never know how many are going to show up, but an awful lot. And you know why government does the things they do? To intimidate you. You know, in the break, three different people sent me emails, and I always say, like, Procter & Gamble thinks every email and every letter is equal to, like, 10,000, 15,000 people. So I have no doubt when three people send me emails, it equals thousands and thousands of people that are listening but didn't bother to send an email. And all three of them said, I'd love to give. I'd love to write a check. But, what if my bank account is confiscated by the government? And I think I can sue thee on that one, because that can't happen in the United States of America. It's not even possible. The Constitution doesn't allow that. You're in a peaceful protest, and you're not even in a peaceful protest. You're donating to a peaceful protest. Nobody can take your bank account. Not in America. In Canada, obviously, they can. Sponsor of this segment, I'm trying to chug down water. Sponsor of this segment is Energized Health. They are regular guests on my show, the owners of Energized Health, John and Chelsea Jubilee. And they have changed my life, and the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle. I've kept it off for well over a year. I've got more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history, and right now they're offering 40% off when you say war. EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, EnergizedHealth.com, say war, 40% off.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
4134.